Welcome back to another episode of the Check Engine Light Podcast. As always, I am Jim, joined by Marty.
What's up? Como están, bitches?
And of course, Randy.
Yo, what's going on?
And we're here to decide whether your ride is the tits or the shits. Before we get rolling, just want to put out that next episode, we will be doing our TV and movie car special.
So, I like what you did there.
What's that?
With next week, you're like, fuck that. Next episode, whatever the fuck you get it, you're going to get it. But exactly. It's going to be a movie car episode.
Movie, TV cars, famous cars, some of the well-known ones, some odd ones. So that should be a good time. We were going to do it this time, but I got too stoned last time and forgot to mention it. So, hey, what are you going to do? But we are back. You can also send us submissions on Twitter at The Cell Podcast, or you can email them checkenginelightpodcast@gmail.com. I'm sorry. I'm all vaccinated, dude.
You're fully vaccinated already?
I am fully vaccinated.
Look at you, you fucking upright member of society.
And you haven't turned to a zombie.
No, but I'm getting great 5G reception right now.
Must be that new chip.
Yeah, so let's kick this shit off. I've got one for you boys. What do you think of this? I don't know what it is. I don't know what it started as.
This is quite a mashup here.
It has a face.
Is it the lightning from Greece?
I feel like this is a Ford Thunderbird, but like
which one? Like the 2002?
No. This is like the fucking.
No.
This is like the 89 or like a 91.
No, I think the rear end is probably the actual car, don't you? Or do you think they just put this on some random chassis?
I think they put this on some random chassis because look at those headlights. They look like very, very out of place.
Yeah,
Look like the 90s Thunderbird. Yeah, and then the windshield and the hood is like a 2000s. And then the rear is like from the 70s.
I think this is one of those cases where Jim usually says is when people usually do things like this, they usually have more money than sense. And...
Basically,
like, yeah. Way more money than fucking
the back
sense.
Is probably already a thing. I mean, I don't know what car that is, but the back looks pretty fine. The front, though, the front. I don't know, man.
Fucking grease lining fever dream.
The eyes have like eyebrows, right? Which is very interesting.
Angry eyebrows.
It looks like one of those fucking cars from the Chevron commercials where they actually took the idea for cars from, but it's just so bad. It's so bad.
Yeah. Also the blue that they got going on here, which if you look at that top one, does it look like it's darker in the front than the back? Like it fades almost white in the back?
I think it's just the sun.
Maybe the shadow and the glare.
But of course, flames. Gotta have flames, right?
They're so subtle. They look like fucking semen shots on the fucking
semen behind the eyebrows.
Like someone in front of it came on it at speed, and then it just fucking drug along the side.
Semen flames.
Oh yeah, I don't know. The guy who drives this though, he's probably very similar to what we call like a Corvette driver. You know what I'm saying? Like khaki cargo shorts, cell phone attached to the fucking waist. Lots of keys.
Oh my god. This is so bad. This was made by Boyd Coddington's fucked up cousin Lloyd Coddington.
His redneck cousin.
Lloyd. Lloyd is not very high functioning.
He's on the
spectrum.
He does
a lot of cocaine.
Lloyd was always the embarrassment of the family.
Lloyd makes cars too. Oh, we don't talk about him.
We don't talk about Lloyd's cars. I might even be able to forgive the stupid headlights and stuff, but whatever's happening with that intake down there, the just this
the grill. Random
zigzag.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
No. No.
No, no, no. This is shit. Definitely shit. This is a shit for me.
There you go. What's the shit for Marty? What about you, Randy?
No, it's definitely shit. I fucking hate everything about it.
I hate...
Like, literally everything.
Yeah. All right. I mean, it is a shit, but I don't hate everything. I think, like, the rims kind of are shit, aren't they? No, the rims are decent.
Everything's bad.
It's probably cool to drive around in. You know, it has... It's topless and shit.
Yeah, if you want like some kind of drive by and be like, what the fuck?
I love how you're trying to justify this fucking... I bet it's good to drive.
It's probably fun to drive. It's got side pipes. It's loud. You can burn your leg on it when you get out. It's great, man. No, it's shits.
Yeah, it's definitely shits. Oh, my God. You completely ruined my submission, my one and only submission, because I
We're working hard on this show.
Completely ruined me because I had this.
Well, you didn't have enough time to prepare.
I saw this at work, and it just, like, you know what? It looked really good in red. Because it was like this. It was this park next to, like, a newer Mustang and a BMW, like, and a 4 Series and then a 3 Series. And I would
still rather walk.
And I would, and looking at them, I, like, this car, like, looked really good. In the red, at least.
Oh, you saw one? You didn't? Okay, these aren't pictures you took, right?
No, I forgot to take a picture of it, but this is the exact same car.
I was like, are you up in somebody's fucking driveway?
No, fuck no.
Yeah, so if you look at the hood and the front bumper, they look identical to the last one.
Wow, it does. That hood, that scoop does anyway, huh?
Yeah, I think they did it to one of these things.
I don't know. I don't think these are actually pretty hard to come by. I don't think anyone would fucking hack one of these up. Maybe they took cues from it or parts from it, you know, but they wouldn't fucking hack one of these up.
I think Ford could have done
so much better.
So much better from what they delivered.
I fucking hate this.
But I think they could have done so much better. Like they could have made it maybe like the Corvette competitor, or I don't know. At this time, it was just weird. Like a lot of those like luxury brands were trying to make like sports coupes.
Thunderbird is not a Corvette competitor.
No, but like I'm saying, like, you know how like the Cadillac had that fucking that two door that was
that concept car.
No, they actually sold this car. It was like a two-door convertible.
XLR.
And yeah, the XLR. You know how Cadillac had that? I feel like Ford was trying to do the same thing around this time, or maybe before it.
I feel like this was around the time where they started like, oh yeah, people want those old muscle cars recreated. And then Ford dropped this and everyone was like, ugh. But then Dodge came with that Challenger and was like, oh yeah, this is how you fucking do it.
I think you guys have... wrong idea about what the Thunderbird is supposed to be. The Thunderbird is a big luxury comfort cruiser, which this one is still. I mean, it's a cruiser. It's like, it's not for go fast. It's not a muscle.
They modeled this one after, do you remember the yellow one they had in Cheech and Chong? Next movie, I think it was.
Yeah.
This is the one they modeled.
Well, the Thunderbird was supposed to go after the Corvette back then. Like, that's why, you know, that's why it was, well, it was before it, but it wasn't the same like body style and likeness. That's what the, you know, it's sport coupe.
I don't know. Like, I think that it's just a cruiser. That's what the Thunderbird is supposed to be. So the Thunderbird's always been.
Like a Grand Tour?
Yeah, like a two-door fucking Sunday cruiser. And this fucker, I think, accomplishes that. The styling's regrettable, you know?
I mean, I don't hate that round fucking porthole fucking side window. I actually like that. I think a lot of the things could have been fixed. Like, I think a different set of wheels would make this a completely different car.
Yeah, I'd rather just burn it instead of owning it.
I don't hate it. I think it's from all of the retro style vehicles, this is probably like second to the Challenger.
No way.
No
yeah.
way.
No fucking way, dude.
Okay, all right. Retro stuff. There's the PT Cruiser.
Not the Camaro.
There's the Camaro. There's the HHR.
HHR, did one of those pass his tits on here?
I think one did. Yeah, one did. Okay. But, and then there was that that SSR, which is the bubble truck that fucking Chevy made.
Oh, wait, no, HHR. I'm sorry. SSR passed tits on here. HHR. Oh, and HHR SS did pass his tits
on here. Yeah, the HHR SS did pass. I don't think the SSR has. I don't think we've posted an SSR on this podcast.
I feel like we did, and it was shit.
Looking through here, actually, I mean, I was kind of just looking through Thunderbird. And yeah, I remember, like, okay, remember when they had NASCAR Thunderbirds and shit? So it started as a cruiser. Maybe that's what they're trying to do, is just go back to what it started as. But because those like XLRs in the 90s, not XLR, XR7, the ones in the 90s are actually kind of dope.
Those are pretty dope because those are like supercharged or like turbocharged. Rear
drive and shit.
Yeah, those are fucking awesome. So I don't know what was happening with this one. I don't hate it, you know. So I'm gonna give it a tits because I don't hate it.
It's a hits from Marty. What about Randy?
I'm going to counter it and say it's fucking shit. I think that blue one's better than this one.
Oh, like the teal color that they come in?
No, he thinks that one that you posted is better than this one.
And I fucking hated everything about that one.
This one's way better in red. There are, like, the most common one I see all the time is this, like, teal color.
Oh, yeah, no. But I think in red... it popped, and it's kind of like, okay. And then maybe it was just my hatred for Mustang that made me look at Thunderbird better than the Mustang. But I was just like, oh, a nice new Mustang on, like, nice wheels, and it had, like, the track package, and it looked like it was okay. I was like, okay, that has everything. But then I told myself, like, I would still rather be driving the fucking Thunderbird.
I feel like that
would get more looks. You know what I mean? Like, a Mustang's like, oh, just another fucking Mustang.
And for that reason, I will finish you off. Like, I'm always finishing you fuckers off, huh? with a tits. It's tits, man.
Yeah, because I feel
shit through.
Purely on fucking, head turn factor. This is going to turn more heads.
I like it, man. I think that it's just a Sunday drive fucking car. Good shit.
Yeah.
So,
Randy's angry.
Yeah.
No, I just feel like you guys are on an island by yourself with this fucking car. Like, I think it's terrible, but whatever. Moving on. It's kind of funny that you guys both did Thunderbirds, because my next one is also a Thunderbird.
What the fuck, dude? Come on, pick something else then.
What is this? Oh, shit.
Way fucking better than both of your submissions.
Oh, this is one of those XR7s.
This is a fucking XR7 F40. What the fuck?
Dude, why not just do this car regular and put the spoiler on there? Like, the spoiler is dumb, but I would give that a pass. But the fucking fake intakes on the doors, dude.
Who is that stock supposed to pull? Red. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Why is the back so fucking low, dude?
I feel like that's the guy's car who puts on that window tint with that fucking sign over there.
It probably does. He's
got a fat bitch in the back or something.
This feels like it popped off the fucking page of, like, a fucking Initial D book. Like, I don't know why it looks fake as fuck.
It's outside of a window tint place?
Yes, sir.
Probably brought it in to get him tinted.
I'm going to go and say that this belongs to someone of... Nope, not saying it. Not going there.
Okay.
I'm thinking Mexican.
Well, there you go. When in doubt, blame Mexicans, right?
I, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know, man. You think Mexicans would do this? I mean, you know them better than us.
If I know these people, I feel like yes. But then again, I don't think that they would try to go after an F40 style. So I don't know. I feel like this might be a methed out. This, you know, Randy, this is your people.
Yeah, so, probably.
Fucking expert. This dude's so Mexican that, remember when he fucking sent us a video like of him and his friends like drinking on a patio, and there's a legit mariachi band just like outside.
Oh yeah! Car.
Like holy fuck, dude! What?
Yeah, we fucking.
Yeah, it was Saturday.
Pay for them. Pay for them. They'll go play for an hour, 2 hours. Definitely deserve chilling.
It's so dope. I've like never wanted to go there more than that. That looks fucking awesome.
Dude, yeah, there's sometimes we would chill and we'd go to my friend's uncle's house and he'd like invite like a band of just like a guy playing accordion, another guy playing bass, and another guy playing a bajo sexto, which is like a 16 string fucking either a guitar, bass type of thing, and yeah. You know, they would just be there and he'd just be giving them beer and like they're gonna leave and he's getting drunk or he's like, nah, you're gonna fucking stay. So we'd like pay him double. So they'd be there till like 3 or 4 in the morning with us, and then we're just like, holy shit, like we don't even need a radio, it's just these people, you just pay, you're gonna fucking stay, I'm paying you double. I was like, holy shit.
But if they could if we could find one that does like mariachi versions of new, you know, of like popular music.
Oh yeah, especially a lot of the newer people doing it. They would get like do like covers and shit. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's a mariachi podcast.
Mariachi.
I'm your host, Jaime Escalante.
We have Jaime, Randy,
Ronaldo.
Reynaldo.
We have Jaime, Reynaldo, and Martin.
Oh shit. I don't know why I don't call you that on here, because that's like what I actually do call you.
Martin.
Yeah. This is shits. You knew it was shits.
Yeah, this is shits as soon as before he even said anything with it, when he had like you could hear him saying this to the fucking smile on his face.
Takes go across the door seam, dude.
Oh my god.
Love to see that with the door open, dude.
Screams meth.
Out of spite, I'm gonna say tits anyways.
So. Fuck you. This is shit.
You're a fucking piece of shit, dude. You're a piece of shit for that. No. Why do that? Why do that part? That's the thing I just don't get, is like the fake fucking intake. If you left that off, it would still be a giant piece of fucking shit.
Yeah, like why not fucking do it? Why the
well,
fuck?
Well,
not?
At least it helps like put together the image with the wing.
God damn it, man.
So bad.
Yeah, that's a triple shit. Let's move on here.
Please get it away.
All right, let's move on to, how about this? Since we were talking about the SSR. Whoa. Did you know that Dodge fucking made one of these things?
What the fuck is this?
It is the Dodge version, kind of that. It is the, this is the 1997. It's debuted at the SEMA convention. It's called the Dodge Sidewinder. They're all snakes, dude. Viper, Sidewinder.
I like that's the concave rad. Wheels. I don't hate this.
They look like Viper wheels.
Yeah, but the concaveness.
Based on a Dodge Dakota, but packing the same 8.0-liter V10 as the Viper GTSR.
Nice.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Never actually happened, but it pretty much is just, it is better than the SSR.
Yeah, it looks a lot better, yeah.
It looks better, and on paper, I mean, well, the SSR had the fucking 6.0 or the 6.2 or some shit like that. I think it was 6.2, but...
Dude, those things sound fucking great. Anytime I see one, like, start up somewhere running, they actually sound fucking really good, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a pretty interesting 97, so this was predates that car by quite a bit, man, because the SSR is, what, early 2000s? Yeah, mid-2000s.
It's mid-2000s. Mm-hmm. You think Chevy fucking scalped the idea?
Somebody saw this and they're like, fuck, we should just do one of those.
Fuck you, Dodge. We're going to do this.
Yeah.
I like it. This reminds me of a build that I came across on YouTube. Somebody got a Dakota, a single cab Dakota RT. I think like a 2000 or 2000. And they put a Hellcat motor in it.
Dude, those trucks suck anyway. I liked a much bigger rim on the back. That's dope.
Mm-hmm. The stagger, the fucking... I mean, I also like the windshield, how it doesn't have the lining on the top.
Yeah, it's fucking real old school that way.
It looks like a Hot Wheel.
It does. The top picture for sure looks like a Hot Wheel.
Yeah.
But I don't hate it. This has got the tits, fellas.
It's a tits from Marty. It gets a tits from me.
We're going to push it through with a triple tits, dude.
Oh, fucking Total Recall. I like it.
Very nice. What do you got for us, Rander?
This is something I saw on Facebook. It's kind of a kit car. It's based on Volkswagen Beetle. It's a Kelmark GT.
What? It's on a Beetle?
Beetle platform, yeah. But they put like a, some of them they do like a V8 engine swap in the rear.
How the fuck is this on a Beetle, dude?
Beetle chassis.
Look at that wheelbase, though. It looks long, doesn't it?
A little bit.
Maybe.
I wish you could see the front.
I think it's that body.
Oh no, man. The doors have that has those shitty
handles.
Those shitty doors they used on like AMCs back in the day.
Yeah.
Like just a big, ugly as fuck, and just a piece of shit. Like there will be a day, not long after you get a car with those, where you pull that fucker out and it just gives way.
Rips straight the fuck off, yeah.
My bet had an AMC Eagle that was just like, some doors work from the inside, some work from the outside, some don't fucking work at all. Just the worst door handle.
It's for sale right now for $5,000, too.
You're going to go pick that shit up with your Sumi?
Is there a picture of the front?
Not on this, no. I mean, if you look it up on the website, I'm sure you can find another picture. It's just a kit car.
Yeah. Those tires stick out so fucking far compared to the front. Like, this would drive like shit, dude.
Probably. Maybe. But, I mean, it's on a Beetle. It's on a Beetle chassis, so...
I don't know how. That doesn't make sense to me. But the door is really... Like, it looks kind of long, but then you notice how stubby the door is, and...
Yeah, I think the body's giving it more of, like, an illusion of it being bigger than it is.
Yeah.
You have good, rich TA tires. Do you remember that commercial?
No.
It was a thing.
You old bitch.
Yeah, old motherfucker.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
I don't know, man.
I like those wheels. I'm going to say that.
Yeah, not bad.
I was always down for wheels like that.
Yeah. Classic 80s wheels.
Yeah, the background is great. Look at all the shit everywhere. Every angle has, like, just piles of shit in the background.
There's, like, a boat, a four-wheeler. It probably came out of that fucking shed.
Yeah, dude. How much did you say this is?
$5,000.
Oh, fuck. If you can get it home on a trailer without it, like, just disintegrating.
Yeah, dude, exactly. Yeah, no, this is a no from me. I'm gonna give this a shit.
Like, I just look at it and know that, goddamn, like, whoever put this together, this thing is just rigged up, dude.
You're gonna fucking put your hand on it to fucking lean on it, and your hand's just gonna go straight through it.
Like, you hit the
fiberglasses.
You hit the little dip coming out of their driveway, and the back bumper falls off, you know?
I hope you had all your tetanus shots. I feel like this is just rusty under it.
This thing's not legal, dude. There's no way this thing wouldn't be.
Oh, if you look at the front tire, you can legit see through it. Like, you zoom in to the front of the front tire, you can see grass on the other side.
Through
the body.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
No. Well, there's nothing up there, because is it rear engine?
Yeah. Mid-engine.
Dude, not a Volkswagen motor, though.
No, most of the people that built these, they put a V8 swap in it.
Mm. Jesus. I guess I'm interested enough to see more. I think it's pretty good. I'm going to go start with the tits.
This just looks like a fucking car from that game Rocket League. This looks like a Rocket League car. Like a starter car.
I'm interested in the build. I'm interested to see like more of this. So, yeah. What do you say?
Marty, oh, Randy. I gave it as a shit.
Yeah. I think it's kind of tits for what it is, man.
Oh, it's getting pushed through.
Yeah.
It's pushed through. Let me get you something. I've been waiting to show this to you guys all fucking week, dude.
Oh, it's a fucking Ford Ranger.
Ford fucking Ranger. What a Ford Ranger it is, dude. It's a semi-Ford Ranger.
This is Optimus Prime's little cousin, Optimus Subprime.
Optimus Primo.
Makes the Transformers noise, but like higher and with a lisp. What is the tiny horns, dude?
Look how dirty that fucking van is in the background. Sorry, it just completely got like that van is so fucking dirty. In that nice neighborhood.
That nice neighborhood? Well, there's an escalator of Tahoe down there. I guess it's a pretty decent
neighborhood. It's a decent neighborhood. The guy across the street with that van and the guy with this truck are like the ones that all the neighbors hate. Like, fuck.
How do you not hate somebody who drives a Ford Ranger? Oh,
yeah. There's just so much going on.
Do you think this is Mexicans or do you think this is white people?
I'm on white.
The horns make me think white people.
The horns and the, for some reason,
the red
dually. I don't get it.
Is it?
It's not like you can fucking tow anything with it.
It's not even a dually. It's just a fat tire, isn't it?
They're separated.
No, they're separate tires. You can see it.
Separatized?
Who the fuck?
Did you say separatized?
They're separate.
Separate tires.
Motherfucker.
If you can see that, you got a better phone than I do.
I have an iPhone 12.
You get the best phone.
Yeah.
Looks like one tire to me. I'd like it to be one tire.
That's no, it's separatized.
Separatized.
Even more confusing with the double fender flare.
Yeah.
Back there, right? There's like, oh, fender flare.
No, just fuck it. We'll just put it on like this. You know, that's what that is.
We heard you like
that one fender black, flares. Normal suit.
So we put fender flares on your fender flares.
Like, if this thing were fucking... What is this, gray? Or is this blue?
It's gray.
It's gray. Why don't you do that shit in black? All the shit that's red, you colorblind fucking simpleton, do black. It'd be still shitty, but it'd be better than this. Why do people do that? Like, I'm going to do gray and red. What was that? I mean, yeah, we can out you. What's that one that you sent us, man, that comes through your place?
F-150 with all the red shit?
What is it, red and what, though? Like,
fuck, it was red. Wasn't it also red and gray?
I think it is, right?
It was like a gray truck with a bunch of red and black accents.
Yeah, what the fuck? Black, yes. Red, what the fuck?
No, it was... I actually saw a really nice Ford the other day that had a really great like graphic down the side of it that did do like a black, red, gray thing, but...
Did it say Raptor?
It was not a Raptor.
Usually people put the Raptor graphics on non-Raptors, so I'm kind of like...
Yeah.
At least he went with the right wheels, and I didn't know they made a wheel like that for a fucking Ranger. With how many fucking lugs? Oh, dude. That's a
fucking adapters, bro.
I bet those are fake. I bet that's like a piece over the top that's just got fake fucking.
The fucking hubcap. You think the fucking hubcap? I'm stealing hubcap.
Yeah, I bet it is, dude. Come on, what do you think he's like adapted? Like he put a different front axle on.
If he did a fucking dual fucking rear axle fucking thing in the back, I think he's gonna take the time to do the fucking axle in the front. I don't
think it takes much to do that on the back.
Dude, I almost guarantee they're just wheel adapters.
Yeah, they're probably just, hub. A new hub or some shit.
Look how thin that fucking tire is in the front.
Yeah, dude.
What the actual fucking, fuck?
It's like a trailer tire. Like, God, we'll fucking put a space around it, it'd be good.
You think this guy's a truck driver?
I think this guy's a fucking idiot.
That, yeah, dude, that makes sense. He probably does a lot of speed or math or something.
This is bad. Gray and black, yes. Gray and fucking red, no. And that's coming from somebody who's like almost to a childish level about be black and red shit. You know?
Like every game, every car, game,
black and red. A lot of my cars black and red. I'm fucking wearing a Bulls hat right the fucking today. Like I black and red.
Black and red. That's like
look, they look good as fuck together.
That's the thing to do, but not on this fucking truck. This truck gets a
gray and red looks like shit.
If this truck was done tastefully, I would have probably given it a tits.
Yeah.
But it gets a shits because for how bad it was done.
How could you have all that shit on it and make it tasteful? Like, I don't think there's a way.
No, if it would have been all black and not with the hood thing. I mean,
or the push bar or the wheels, or the push flares. Bar is
not that bad.
The sticker on the push bar is fucking ridiculous. Why would you do that?
Why would you paint it white? There's a lot of questions I have.
Maybe this. That's actually... Well, no, this isn't a Photoshop. Okay, never mind. I don't know. I was like, maybe that's somebody's logo on the front. I don't fucking know, but...
Nah, fuck no. This gets a shits from me. I don't know about you fellas.
Shits from Marty. How about you, Randy?
No, it's definitely shit.
Definitely shit. Yeah, it's shit. It's shit. The red is just perplexing. And like I said, I guarantee that that's just regular tire under the front. I'm not convinced that that is. I mean, if you guys both say you see it clearly, it's two tires, but
yeah,
to me, it doesn't look like it.
I will take a photo.
And I'm gonna
take a photo of the photo.
Yeah, I'm taking a photo of the photo so you can see it. Maybe
you can almost see light in between.
Yeah, you can fucking.
All right. I'll just put my flip phone away.
fucking grandma over here with a fucking flip phone.
Got a fucking Galaxy, man.
Exactly.
Do you put an arrow there?
Yeah. That was an accident with the red. But you can see, like, it's two different. You can see where, like, the tread is there, and then it stops, and then it starts up again.
So fuck, okay. Yeah, this is a bullshit spacer. It's not like this guy put different axles on this thing.
I don't know. It's
triple
a triple shit. It's a pile.
Yeah.
A fucking pile.
Yeah. All right, well, what else
here
you got
for us? Here goes a truck. It's made by a fucking company called Alpha Motor Company Corporation, sorry.
It's fucker electric, yeah?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, I've the seen Wolf these around. Plus. It's fucking awesome, dude.
I actually like it.
I feel like this is going to be a contender against the Cybertruck.
This looks like, you know, maybe in the year 30. No, let's say the year 2110. This will be in Iraq with a fucking 50 cal strapped to the back of it. You know, it's. I feel like it's gonna be that.
Captain
like...
America. No, dude, the contender to the fucking Cybertruck is the GMC Hummer.
We covered that on here.
I still think that thing is ugly. This thing I think looks dope because it reminds me of it like looks,
dude, the
like
new Hummer looks awesome. The new Hummer looks awesome, and it's got like that crab rock feature that I think is fucking cool. But yeah, this is nice.
You know what? This is what Marty McFly would drive if he were in 2021.
Yeah, this would be like his truck.
Don't take money, don't take fame. Looks like the truck that he has in the old fucking one. Fucking it reminds me of all of those, like you said, the Hilux. It reminds me of all those old Nissans. It looks dope. Do you have any stats on this thing?
It did have, there's an option to get like a two or four wheel. I don't have
like the four wheel motors. That'd be good. You know,
yeah, it looks like a
that's gonna make
a bunch.
That'll fucking out tow that fucking Ford Ranger dually we just fucking sent.
Yeah.
Oh god,
with a dual motor four wheel drive. You know, looking at like a 0 to 60 in 6.2. Like 3,000 pounds.
Oh yeah, the one I'm looking at here talks about towing capacity 6,000 pounds, 0 to 60, 5.9 seconds.
That might be the one with the two motors then.
Oh yeah, 275 mile range. It's fucking looks cool as shit, man.
Yeah.
What? 40 to 48,000? That's not that bad.
No.
For this type of electric vehicle, no, that's not bad.
And I'm pretty sure this will be in production, probably 2022.
It's pretty sweet, dude. And it looks capable too.
I can't wait to see it get tested. I won't buy one yet, but I can't wait to see it get tested.
Dude, I'm not hating on this electric car shit at all. You know, I hope that we still can obviously have loud gasoline muscle cars.
I think we will.
I hope we will. But electric cars are dope. Even that Hummer I was talking, it's so huge. They showed a thing of it compared to the Hummer H2.
It's so big.
It's fucking massive. Yeah, and it's like fast though. 0 to 60 faster than your fucking car. Anyone, you know, listening, right? Not yours.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck. It's probably 0 to 60 faster than any of our fucking cars for sure. And it's like way fucking bigger.
Your truck have the fastest 0 to 60, or is my fucking police interceptor?
I don't know who has the fastest. That'd be interesting right there to see.
Let's fucking do it.
I mean, if we didn't live on opposite ends of the country, I would be over there in an hour.
I'd be like, hey, yeah, let's just fucking try this real quick. You know, we're going to, let's videotape it. In Mexico.
Yeah, because, you know, the laws and whatnot.
Yeah, we're definitely in Mexico. But yeah, I'm giving this a shits. I mean, a tits. Shit for being electric, tits for looks. Nah, I think it's awesome. I hope this gets made because I think it's gonna... What this is doing is calling out to all those people that are probably on the fence about electric trucks.
Yeah.
And like, this would definitely fucking... Like, even I would be like, okay, if this was like at the right price, I'd fucking get it.
It looks great.
Yeah, they definitely did good with the looks. I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely styled better than Tesla's. For some reason, I always think Tesla's look like somebody started designing a car and stopped.
Yeah, halfway.
And that's basically how they look.
Yeah,
I don't mind. I think most Teslas are pretty good looking. Aside from that, the Cybertruck was fucking ridiculous. Are they going to actually make that piece of shit?
I don't know, but I think the only reasons everyone thinks Teslas are good looking is because they just follow like the rules of cars. You know what I mean?
One of my friends just ordered one. I don't know when he gets it, like 2032 or something. But...
He ordered a Cybertruck?
No, not a Cybertruck, a Tesla.
Oh, did he say which one?
Probably the Model M bullshit.
Probably the cheapest one. I mean, but that cheap Tesla. You know,
the Y3 or the Model 3. I think it's like the Model Y or something.
How much are those?
I think they start at like 29,000-30,000. So like cheaper than my fucking truck and cheaper than my chick's car.
Are they actually that fucking low?
Yeah, they start at that fucking price.
What the fuck? Why wouldn't you buy that then?
Oh, it's not practical. It's not practical in some places. Like here, there's no fucking chargers anywhere. It's not practical here, especially
good
like
luck going
like,
on a road trip.
Yeah, like I wouldn't want to. Like here, at least in this part of South Texas, those shits ain't practical if you're just not, you know, dailying it here. But I don't know.
You can do this at your house though, right?
You can charge it at your house.
I mean, this thing has a 275 mile range. This truck right here, so. I mean, dude, I don't know how much you drive. I drive like 3 miles, I think.
Total. Yeah, no, that'd be perfect for you. But like, there's sometimes where like I drive and then I'm like, okay, I want to go somewhere else, and I want to go somewhere else. Oh, hey, let's go over here, and I don't want to be like, oh fuck, let me charge my fucking. I forget to charge my phone sometimes. Imagine
I forget to charge my fucking laptop.
Yeah.
It's like, shit, I got to go to work and I can't because, you know, I forgot to charge my car. Sorry, boss.
Like, I think in Houston, big major cities, these things are perfect. But I feel like you still have to have a backup vehicle. You know, you can have like the Teslas. You can't. I feel like a Tesla can't just be your only car.
I mean, that's obviously not a car you can take on a road trip or anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going tits on this too.
Yeah, no, definitely getting tits.
Yeah, triple tits.
Total fucking recall.
I'm glad that they. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I think we're getting close to the end. I can't wait to see the tailgate of the week. Unless you, you better have one.
So I did a check. Do you know the 0-60 of your pickup?
Of mine? No.
Yeah. Oh, you fucker. I figured you would. I looked at mine. Mine is 7.99 on the PIU that I have.
Not bad.
Let me check mine then.
Not bad for a heavy as fuck, like a regular
5,000-pound fucking vehicle.
An Explorer that has a fucking death skeleton underneath it in the back. You know, to take 75 mile an hour hits. That shit weighs so much. Right. So there you go. 304 horsepower, 7.990-60, top speed 132.
That is not bad.
Not bad for a fucking glorified Exploder, I suppose. We are getting to the end. Do you just want the tailgate of the week and get the fuck out, or you want something else before the tailgate of the week?
I don't know. It's up to
you. How about a Batmobile of the week?
Oh, we haven't had one of those in a while.
All right, how about this? How about this fucking thing?
Good Lord.
I don't know what this is. If this was used. So, I mean, it almost looks like it would have been on a show or something, right?
It looks like God. They put a sand bus on top of a fucking Bel Air.
Isn't this when Cheech and Chong dressed as Batman Robin? Right. Oh, man. This looks like it's fake or like drawn or painted.
That's an interesting concept. I don't know. I mean, it looks like an old creased up picture to me.
That's what they want you to think.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
The building in the background looks pretty fake, I guess. I don't know. It's really weird. Whatever. Okay. Well, you know. It's got everything, though, dude, right?
I'm going to start you off with a shit.
Come on. Come on, Randy. Dude, look at it. It's got everything on it. It's like somebody had no real self-restraint, and they just kind of kept putting shit on there. Really bad.
I think even that one with like that was like flipped over that we that we showed twice is better than
the one with the lawn chair roof.
Yeah, the one with the lawn chair roof. I feel like it sounds so fucking Mexican. Chair, a long chair roof,
long chair.
God. Oh my God. The mom of the long chair roof.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, man. Pretty fucking bad.
It's the Batman mobile.
Yeah. So there you go. It's weird. I don't know if it's even real, but I'll give it a shit.
Like, I have no energy to even discuss this one.
Like, are we doing a podcast?
It's such fucking garbage.
It's check so one bad. Two.
Mic check.
Sorry, I'm just used to doing shows with professionals. No.
With actual people that fucking talk and shit.
Well, that's your fucking fault. What a whore.
What a fucking whore.
I'm fucking dying.
I got the 0-60 for my truck an hour fucking later. It's a
7.0. 7.0? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see.
I should have got the turbo model.
Yeah, you should have.
That's my bad. How about instead of a tailgate of the week? I mean, I do have tailgates of the week, but I also have something else that's like a crazy paint job.
I have something that might replace a tailgate of the week.
Okay.
We'll never replace the tailgate of the week. I think
this will do a pretty good job.
I want to see both of these things that you guys are fucking clamoring on about. Like, this is going to be amazing.
All right. Like, so what are you sending us, Randy?
Mayonnaise.
It's on the fucking way.
I'm gonna send a long conversation the other day about mayonnaise. You're like, you motherfuckers.
Oh my god.
What do we have here?
Tailgate of the week.
It says Jesus in the back.
Oh boy.
The entire fucking truck, including the tailgate.
A couple of bills.
It's got some deers on the side. Yeah. It's fucking Ranger.
Tell the people listening on the audio only version what they're seeing here.
It's a fucking Ford fucking Ranger. It's a fucking Ford Ranger.
Shit.
Completely fucking painted. Oh my god. This would be a good fucking like base to start it, like a project on. I would not change any of the paint.
Fix the rust and leave the paint.
Yeah, like do a patina, just do clear coat over it. That'd be perfect.
What's happening at the back? Is that all smashed in?
It's all smashed in.
Paint job, dude.
Does it say by Jesus or rip Jesus?
I think it was for Jesus.
Yeah, I was trying to say, like, can we maybe get Jesus, like what Jesus would have requested from this man?
This thing is just
amazing. I mean, at least it's not like bad, but it's pretty bad.
The Becca one in Wolf.
It's got in mountains Becca and Wolf. Fucking deer.
On the shoreline. Yeah, there would never be a wolf by a shoreline.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I mean, it's so dumb that if you bought it, you wouldn't want to paint it, right? You just keep it that way.
Yeah. But there's so much detail. Like, even in that top stripe, there's, like, trees and clouds and shit.
You know how, like, we've talked about cars, like, how sometimes they're just so outrageous they're good?
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is under the category where it's so fucking outrageous it's good. Like, even like the thing that would top this off was like a camper, but a white one, and I think it would look really good.
Fuck it. What is Ranger in Espanol?
I don't know. What is Ranger in Spanish?
Well, because it's a name, it's still Ranger.
Jeez. What do you mean?
It's still a Ford Ranger.
Well, yeah.
There's not a Spanish word for that, for ranger?
Whoa, guadrabosque.
Okay.
Fucking nailed it.
What? Guadrabosque. Yeah, guadrabosque.
Yeah, if you're talking about like a park ranger or something.
Pues el guardabosque. Ranger, forest keeper, gamekeeper.
Hell yeah, dude.
El fucking vagabundo.
Fucking Ford Ranger.
Fucking guardabosque.
Why, that was so funny.
Pinche guardabosque. This gets a fucking tits. Fuck it. I like it.
I was trying to lure him multiple times into doing like a fucking Mexican voice describing the whole truck, and he just never took it.
I'm never going to take that fucking bacon shit. Come on. Not in this climate, sir.
Dude, that's racist. Don't even.
El guardabosque.
I think we make fun of white people more than we make fun of fucking Mexicans.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I said, we had a heated debate the other day about mayo.
Yeah, fuck mayo. It's so bad. If you like mayo, unsubscribe. No, I'm kidding. Please subscribe.
If you like mayo,
I almost guarantee that everyone that subscribed right now does, in fact, like mayo. Like,
yeah, no. Like, I'm sorry to all my mayo constituents. It's you know, you guys can have that shit.
Is, like, when I found this, it was one of those, like, this is a one in a million.
How bad have you
this
got?
This is a one in a million thing for the show. Like, this is gold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this definitely, yeah, I would definitely skip the tailgate of the week for this shit.
How bad have you got it? How bad have you got what, dude?
Like, the itch, the need for speed?
I don't know.
Imagine this pulling up to you. You look straight to the side, you're like, oh shit, it's a fucking NASCAR. And you're like, wait, it's just some fucking bum in a van.
I don't know. They must have got a hold of the front somewhere. And they're just like, oh, put it on and then we'll just paint it. It's fucking... Like,
there's a whole window unit AC out the on the back. Like...
Oh my god, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, there's a fucking whole window unit.
What is that run off?
I don't know.
Power inverter?
Meth?
Dude on a fucking exercise bike hooked up to a belt? Keep fucking pedaling, man. It's hot as fucking here.
Dude,
that'd be counterproductive, really, because, you know, he's making it hot in there exercising, trying to
get... Yeah. What the fuck, man? And speaking of, like, Thunderbirds, I feel like that's, like, a Thunderbird NASCAR.
It does kind of look like it.
Yeah, no, it's totally a Thunderbird for an end.
Jesus.
What the fuck?
It says Thunderbird right on it.
So, we forgot to mention that this podcast, this episode of the podcast was going to be a Thunderbird episode.
How the fuck happened?
Right. It was fate.
But yeah, I kind of even counted the stripes. I was like, there's no way there's 13. There actually is. But I don't know how bad have you
Did
got.
You count what? The fucking stars too, you fucking patriot?
Yeah, I'm not counting the fucking stars. I'm just saying.
13 fucking stripes on this
I one. Love when like no, I love when fucking goddamn America fucking people and they got these flags, they don't even have like the right amount of stripes and shit.
Yeah, you wanted to call him out, but he fucking he probably has 50 stars on that shit too.
I don't know, dude. How bad have you got it?
You can almost see that fucking old guy who's driving it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I was looking for a POW hat.
I just don't know why people do stuff like this. I just... He looks like an old man, yeah? Fuck yeah, he does.
Yeah, but, oh man, why?
I don't know.
Because fuck you, that's why.
How bad have you got it?
Because fuck you, that's why. What do you say, boys? Is it dead? Or shits?
This is,
I will say this. If it had a trailer attached to it, towing a fucking race car that looked like that, Jesus and that was paying, I'd say it would be tits.
I feel like this is calling to every bit of fucking Randy's white trash.
This thing is fucking terrible.
The McDonald's, the American flag, the 94, it's just like... It's,
I don't think McDonald's is a white trash thing. I think it's just a fat thing, and that definitely calls to me.
I think everybody fucking eats at McDonald's.
Yeah, you can't not eat at McDonald's if you're... Like, in the whole world, there's McDonald's everywhere. Like, go fuck yourself if you say...
If you don't eat McDonald's, then you're fucking lying.
Yeah, no, if you've had McDonald's, go fuck yourself.
At least go there and get, like, fucking breakfast or something. Or shake or whatever, fuck. There's one right by my house. It's like, dude, if I want to eat ice cream or something, I'm just going to go...
Bullshit! There. You don't eat ice cream at McDonald's. The fucking... The machine's always broken.
Get the fuck out of here.
I got ice cream the other day. I went to Dairy Queen, so...
Which is better than...
I'm going to give this... Nah, this gets a shits, man. It's just so bad.
Yeah, it's a shits for me, too.
I want to like it because of, like, everything, but I also hate it. Like, the hatred is just there. So, no. No, thank you.
There you go.
It's a clever paint, though.
Did you say tits or what, Randy?
If it had the trailer, like I said, telling an actual race car, I'd say tits. But as it sits alone, it's fucking shit.
If it were even stupider and more of a joke, then it would be a tits. But as it sits, it's a shits.
Yeah, it falls under the it's so bad it's good category.
If there was a Bush Light sticker on it, I would fucking give it a tits. But there is.
I tell you what, man. That was painted like Rusty Wallace's car. That'd be cool as fuck, man.
Yeah. If it was black and it said 84.
Rusty Wallace had the fucking Miller car for a long time. MGD and Miller.
Fuck yeah.
I know, because I was stepfather. That makes more sense
with your joke now.
Who at least was, maybe he's reformed now, but he at least at one point was, so into fucking Rusty Wallace, he had, like, Rusty Wallace everything. He had a room in their house that was full of Rusty Wallace shit.
Ooh.
What a fucking nerd.
I don't know if they used to fuck or something. I don't know.
Rusty Wallace broke my heart in 92.
Like, I could see you feeling that strongly. I mean, not really, but like, say you're into a band a lot. Okay. Rusty, so you have a room full of shit about that band. That's still fucked, but like, not even racing. I could see like, oh, I have a room full of NASCAR stuff because I like NASCAR. Okay. But like, one dude, like, why do you like that guy so much? I don't like anybody, you know, say that, yes, that I don't know enough to like fill a room full of things of them. That's fucking weird.
Well, people do that with Jesus too. Room, so
a whole room for Pavarotti's.
At least Rusty Wallace is a real guy, I guess. And on that bombshell, it is time to end.
Yes.
So we thank you very much for listening, checking it out. If you know anybody else who is also stupid and would like stuff like this, send them a link. You know, fuck, spread it around. You can listen on the Suplex City Limits podcast network if you. One and only audio only. If you're there, go to YouTube. It's way better. Randy puts a lot of work into it. God damn it.
Yeah, fucking watch these shits,
dude. These listen, kids... the listens are like way more than the views. I don't know.
It's because they love that sweet, sweet, buttery voice.
I don't know what it's
gotta be.
So yeah, you guys have anything else?
I've got a good imagination. I'm also thinking of a good imagination.
Oh my god.
I was the first one to come up with the liger.
That's right.
I'm the fucking laughing. It's moving my fucking line, chair and it's creaking. Jesus Christ. Can we just end this shit already?
How was it the funniest fucking joke in the whole goddamn show? God damn it, you win. You subtle, subtle son of a bitch.
Yeah, he just doesn't chime in, but when he does, fucking old it's window fucking Randy over there.
It's fucking great. Right at the end too, just like nothing the whole time. No, I'm just then he just goes in at the end.
You know, he's like, I'm comfortable now. I can
say we build this fucking giant cake, and then he comes in at the end and he like sticks a fucking candle on the top. He's like, done.
Hi, Jerm.
Nailed it.
Fuck. Okay.
You guys are lucky to work with me. That is going to be it for this time. Join us again next time for the movie and television show Car Special. You can send us shit on Twitter and also by email. Weird shit. I wanted some off the wall cars from different TV shows. So send them over and we'll see you again next time down the road.